Okay, thank you. Good evening. It's Thursday, February 10th, 2022. This is a meeting of the delegates of the KPFK Local Station Board, the elected listener and staff delegates. The first meeting tonight will be a delegates meeting to consider an amendment to the not the bylaws, but the Articles of Incorporation of Pacifica, and that will require a two-thirds vote, and our secretary, Ralph Hawkins, will call the roll.
Okay, calling attendance. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Christina Avalos? Christina Avalos? Alan Beek?
Alan Beek here.
Jose Benavides?
After a while, it just starts.
Jose Benavides, Red Blair,
present.
Sandy Childs, Bella DeSoto.
Sandy Childs actually requested an excused absence.
Okay. Bella DeSoto. Bella, come back to her. Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Bella, here.
Okay, got you, Bella.
Evelia
Jones?
Present.
Ali Lexa?
Present.
Rob Macon? Barbara Marbach. Michael Novick.
Present.
Oye Ayipo.
Present.
Myla Reason,
present.
Oh, sorry. Autocorrect has infected my brain. Lawrence Reyes. Ziri Rideau.
Present.
Rocio Rivas. She's not on anymore, is she?
No, no longer on. Announced for public office. She's been replaced by Fred Blair.
Okay, striking her. Paul Roberson. Oscar, are you here? Polina Vasiliev.
Present.
Beth Von Guten.
Here.
Carlos Zavala. Harvey Wasserman.
Here, present.
Okay, that's.
I'm here.
Who was that just spoke?
Me, Harvey. I'm here.
Harvey Wasserman. Yeah, I got you. Okay, that's 15.
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Yes, Bella, what is it?
Jose Benavides is coming in.
Okay, thank you. So we do have a call.
Okay.
First order of business tonight.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Grace, go ahead.
Okay, why don't you announce the first order of business first?
Well, we were asked to hold a special meeting of the delegates by the PNB. They issued a directive that we vote by tonight on an amendment to the Articles of Incorporation of Pacifica. It's a technical amendment basically to qualify for nonprofit status in relation to the property tax. It's a requirement from the California Board of Equalization and basically by the county assessors. Okay. Call-in user
can
number
I,
two is
a,
that...
Can I
hang on a second. Okay. Hang on a second. I just want to check in. I see Paul Robertson on call. Call-in user two, are you a member of the local station board? You raised your hand.
This is Lawrence.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence. Thank you. All right, well, will the secretary please note Lawrence Reyes and Paul, can you speak up, Paul Robertson?
Yes, good afternoon, I'm here.
Good, thank you.
And Jose Benavides?
Okay, and I see Jose as well. Please speak up, Jose. You have to unmute.
I'm here, President.
Thank you. Okay, Grace, you had some kind of point of order you were trying to raise?
Actually, I was just going to say that this very important amendment to the Articles of Incorporation needs a two-thirds vote of the assembly, which would be 18 people. And I see that we still have absent Christina Avalos, Sandy Childs, Barbara Marbach, Oscar Yoyoa, and Carlos Zavala, which leaves us, I think we have, do we
okay,
have 19 currently?
Two-thirds of 24 is 16 by my math. 3 into 24 is 8, and 2 times 8 is 16. So 16 votes would be sufficient. Let me read for the stream, if people who may not have seen it. It is posted on kpfdx.org, and it's also in the – I'm sorry, it's posted on pacific.org. It's also in the KPFDX calendar announcing this meeting. I'm sorry, please mute. If you're not speaking, and turn your radio off.
Michael, if you make me a co-host, I can mute people when the...
give me a second to read.
Point of order, Michael. I think this may need a three-quarter vote, which would be 18. We need to check that before we go through this.
Okay. The executive director is on the call, Stephanie Wells. Do you have any information? I think James Sagerton. There are several people who are directors on the board. Is there someone who has knowledge of what size vote is required to pass this?
This is James.
Go ahead, James.
Two-thirds of the total body.
Okay. Thank you. All right, two-thirds of the total body. The delegates are 24 in number. There are 18 listener and 6 staff delegates. That's a total of 24. And two-thirds of 24 is 16. 16 affirmative votes would be sufficient to pass it. Let me read the revision. It says, in order to comply with California Code, posted on Pacifica.org February 3rd, whereas the California Board of Equalization requires an amendment to Pacifica's Articles of Incorporation to qualify for property tax exemptions for all Pacifica-owned properties, and presumably in California, move that Article 8, Roman numeral 8 of the Articles of Incorporation of this corporation be amended to read as follows. Roman numeral 8A, the property of this corporation is irrevocably dedicated to the charitable purposes set forth in Article 2 hereof, meeting the requirements for exemption provided by Section 214 of the Revenue Taxation Code. No part of the net income or assets of the organization shall ever inure to the benefit of any director, officer, or member thereof, or to the benefit of any private person. And then Section B of the same Roman numeral 8, on the dissolution or winding up of the corporation after paying or adequately providing for the debts, obligations, and liabilities of the corporation, the remaining assets of this corporation shall be distributed to such organization or organizations, parenthetically, that is organized and operated exclusively for charitable purposes and that has established its tax-exempt status under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code and satisfies the requirements of the Revenue and Taxation Code, Section 214. And it's really only a minor change because very similar language, but not identical. It's already in that same Roman numeral 8. It's not an A and a B, but it does provide for the properties are dedicated to taxes and purposes. So I'd like to entertain a motion from someone to adopt this article, and then we can have a discussion.
So moved.
Okay, thank you. And Lawrence, you have the hand up?
Second.
Go ahead. Lawrence Reyes, did you want to second that?
I think Beth did already, so I'll put my hand up.
Michael, it's Eric. My hand is up. I'll second it and also point out that I put in the chat the exact language from the bylaws about the two-thirds. It's a tiny bit ambiguous, and Michael Heiss has pointed out that it might be superfluous, but my point there was that just to be safe, we should pass it with our own two-thirds because we're not 100% sure what the other three stations have done.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. This is
yes, Ralph. Go ahead.
People are not giving their names when they're making motions, so I don't know who moved and who seconded.
Okay, thank you. I believe Myla Reeson made the motion. I'm not sure if Lawrence Reyes or Eric seconded it, maybe both simultaneously. I see three hands up, and if people could please identify themselves when they speak. Many people are on the phone and cannot see a screen with your identity. I see hands up from Bella DeSoto, Eric Jacobson, still, and Myla. Bella, go ahead. You have to unmute yourself.
This is Alan B.
Okay, hang on a second. Alan, you'll have to speak up later, but you'll be next after Bella. I did hear you try to speak earlier, but you're very faint. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, it just so happens that I'm on the same page with Ralph. We passed a motion last time that we need to identify every single time person speaks full name, please. Thank you for the record.
Okay, Alan Beek, you were trying to speak. You need to speak very loudly because you were very faint. What is it, Alan?
Alan Beek, I made the motion.
Oh, okay. Alan Beek says he made the motion. Thank you, Alan. You were barely audible. Eric, is your hand up again, or did you just didn't lower it from last time?
Basically the same point. I'll lower it now.
Okay, thank you.
Now I'm on a Zoom meeting. I'll call you later. Okay.
Okay. Myla, go ahead.
This is Myla Reeson. I'd like to call the question. This is
okay, thank you. All right, thanks. Is there anybody who wishes to discuss this motion or anybody in the public who wants to comment on it before we take the vote? Because we did schedule public comment if needed. Bella, your hand is up again. You need to unmute.
Yes, I have unmuted.
Did you have a comment to make?
Yes. I have a question, point of information, because you sent out that a notice that there would be an amendment, and I am kind of perplexed.
Okay, no, there was a separate amendment that the chair of the PNB sent around, a separate amendment, completely different topic in the Articles of Incorporation. That was withdrawn because there apparently some of the litigation that's going on affects what can be amended by the existing governance. So that was withdrawn. The only amendment before is the one that was posted at KPFTX and Pacifica.org, which is approved by the judge.
I just needed clarity. Thank you.
Eric, you had your hand up again?
Point of order.
Yes.
I know you tried to call the question, Milo, but we said we would take some comments if people had them. We'll try to get them done quickly. Please, just let it happen. Go ahead, Eric.
I think we should point out that the nature of this, apart from the actual text, which can be a little bit hard to discern, this is a housekeeping amendment that the PNB passed unanimously in order to comply with certain language requirements put forth by the State of California Board of Equalization related to the property tax exemption for the buildings of three of our stations. And this is why we're more or less doing this somewhat pro forma, because it's universally acknowledged within Pacifica that this is of great importance, and it actually went through the LA Superior Court.
Thank you, Eric. All right, so the Secretary will call the roll. I saw no other hands, and I don't think it's necessary to vote on ending debate. There is no debate, and there was no public comment. Ralph, can you call the roll? and that will also ascertain who is here now.
Okay, I'll start with you, Michael.
Okay, just go through it alphabetically.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Christina, or Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes yes.
Ralph, call everyone whether they're present or not, just because people may have joined the call late.
Okay, got it. Christina Avalos? Christina Avalos. Okay, I heard from Alan Beek. Jose Benavides?
Present.
No, the question is the vote, Jose. Yes or no on the amendment to the Articles of Incorporation?
Jose,
I got here late. I didn't hear about it, so I'm going to have to abstain.
Okay. It was in several emails, and it's up right now at kpfdx.org or on pacifica.org. Look at it before. Don't abstain yet. Wait till the end of the vote. We'll come back to you. We'll consider it a pass, please.
Okay.
Take a look. It's on pacifica.org.
Moving on, Fred Blair.
Fred Blair votes yes.
Sandy Childs. Sandy
Childs.
Marisol Cruz. Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
Eric Jacobson.
Yes.
Avilia Jones.
Yes.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Ron Macon.
Yes.
Rob Macon, are you present?
Yes, he is present. We heard him say yes.
Okay,
yes,
got him.
Yes.
Barbara Marbach? Not present. Oye Ayipo?
Yes.
Myla Rison?
Reason.
Myla Reason votes yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Jerry Rideau?
Yes.
Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Oscar Ulloa?
Oscar Ulloa voted yes.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Yes.
Yes or no?
That's a yes.
Is that a yes?
That's a yes, Ralph. It's very clear. I'm not sure why you couldn't hear him.
I don't know. It's okay. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Elizabeth von Guten?
Yes.
Carlos Zavala? Harvey Wasserman? Harvey Wasserman.
You need to unmute, Harvey.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and I'm coming back to you, Michael.
The chair votes yes. Thank you.
Okay, and then Jose Benavides?
KPFDX.
Jose, have you decided how to vote?
That's a yes.
Okay, Jose, put you down as a yes.
I also see someone on a phone with 562 area code. Is that a member of the local station board or a delegate? Sorry. I guess not. Okay, can you give us the tally, Ralph?
Okay, it looks like 19. Yes.
Zero no, zero abstentions?
Correct.
Okay, so that does pass. Can you transmit that also to the Secretary of the Pacific National Board, Polina, and we'll take note that it did receive the necessary majority.
Right. Michael, may I see?
Point okay. of order?
Yeah, please send...
I'm sorry. am I right?
Hang on a second. Go ahead, Paulina, and then we'll come back to you, Myla.
Yes. If the secretary could please send the results with the roll call vote included to secretary@pacifica.org for the paper trail to be there. This is for the courts, et cetera, you know, for the Board of Equalization. Thank you.
Thank you. Myla, what was it?
Yeah, I was keeping a tally and I count 20, yes.
Okay, you want to run through that quickly? Ralph, just read off the names and the votes you got.
The yes votes are Grace Aaron, Alan Beek, Jose Benavides, Fred Blair, Bella DeSoto, Eric Jacobson, Avelia Jones, Ali Lexa, Rob Mankin, Barbara Marbach, Oye Oyeyipo, Myla Reason, Lawrence Reyes, Ziri Rideau, Paul Roberson, Oscar Ulloa, Polina Vasiliev, Elizabeth von Guten, and Harvey Wasserman, and Michael Novick.
Okay. Did you hear a vote from Barbara Marbach? Yes, I didn't.
No. She's not present.
No. So in that case, I do get 19.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I had Carlos down as a yes, and that was my mistake. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank God.
All right. So we have the tally. We have the roll call. Everybody agrees that it's accurate at this point, and the secretary will send it on to secretary@pacifica.org. And we're going to close out this business. Sorry for the delay, but we're going to briefly change the streams, as they say in Growthbusters, because we have to have a slightly different audio stream for the local station board meeting, which is about to begin. Again, this is a special local station board meeting. Was not an emergency, but we did schedule in advance to discuss the budget of KPFK. So we're going to end the delegates' assembly.
I move to end the Myla Reason moves to end the delegates' assembly.
Okay, thank you. Any objections to adjourning that? And okay, so Fred, can you cut that stream and put us back on a stream for?